The proposal sought to create designated seats for the assembly, forcing candidates to run for just one seat each election. Former mayor and city manager Don Koenigs and former assembly member John Hoag approached the borough in November about making the change. They say it would set up a more clear contrast between incumbent seat holders and people challenging for those positions, similar to what's already in place for the mayor's seat. But it's met with some pushback in the community. Local resident Richard Burke gathered signatures for a 2017 initiative seeking to allow ATVs and other off-road vehicles on local streets. He pointed out that he, along with the supporters of measures to opt out from marijuana sales and remove fluoride from the drinking water, all were forced to gather signatures to get on the ballot.
I think if you want to give him a free pass to the ballot, you need to change the law so that it's easier for everyone else. I think it's totally wrong for you guys to be playing favorites on this.
In its first two readings, the proposal just barely passed the borough assembly by 4-3 votes. It initially was drafted to become law without a public vote, but was changed in its second reading. Assemblymember Kurt Walhuter said the proposal has come before the assembly more than once, and he thought it should go on the ballot.
I mean, it's been presented to us more than once, like a couple years ago. I think it was brought up by the same two people that were trying to do it. And what I would like to do is I'd like to see this go out to the public and put this to rest, one way or the other.
Meanwhile, Assemblymember Taylor Norheim has opposed the change but voted for it in its first two readings to allow it to advance. He said Monday he was convinced by Burke's argument.
Why did he have to do all this legwork for something that I would agree with. I mean, I voted for it on the ATV thing, but we're allowing this, in my opinion, bad idea to go through. So I'm going to be switching my vote on this one.
Norheim was joined by Jeff Mucci and Brandy Morrell voting no on the measure, and it failed by a 3-3 vote. Mayor Mark Jensen was not at the meeting, but he has opposed the measure in its first two readings, so he would not likely have tipped the balance in favor of the change. Reached by phone Tuesday, both Koenigs and Hoag said they were not interested in gathering signatures to put the measure on the ballot and would not pursue it further. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.